First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Score says, the left must have an affirmative long-term vision.
Currently, with a racist con man occupying the White House, the left is almost exclusively focused on defeating him in November. This should be where most of our energy is spent, given the incredible risks that a second term of this insanity and corruption would pose to the country and to the world. But even defeating Trump won't end America's many problems, and the left must begin to craft a coherent and affirmative long-term vision for the nation. Many candidates vying for the Democratic nomination are already engaged in this work, and we can see the outlines of a new progressive vision emerging. Dignity for working people, access to education and health care for all, and a move to a decarbonized economy. Behind these policies' prescriptions, we can also see the values that animate the left. Equal opportunity for all, environmental sustainability, accountability and justice, and a renewed focus on the public good. The left always has a harder time than the right articulating its vision because the right only wants to maintain the status quo and serve the interests of the plutocracy. They don't even pretend anymore to have an affirmative vision for the country. With America suffering from so many problems concurrently, the left has a much more difficult challenge of building new and complex pathways to the future. But this is our calling, and we must step up to the challenge if America is going to prosper in the 21st century.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay area. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.